This is Focus Richmond, a public service spotlight from Summit Media Richmond. Each week, we connect with the people and organizations making a difference right here in our community. If you're part of a nonprofit or charitable group and want to share your story, reach out to us at garrett.dahl@summitmediacorp.com. Now, let's jump into this week's Focus Richmond.
In the studio today with Taylor Krafchick from Vitality Acupuncture. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Vitality Acupuncture.
Taylor hanging out in studio with us today. Let's start at the beginning, Taylor. How did Vitality Acupuncture get started? How long have you been in business?
So I've been in business for about 5 years now. I opened up during the pandemic.
Okay.
But I've been practicing for about 10 or 11 years.
That's a perfect time to open up a business, especially something that is so personal during the pandemic.
Yeah.
That had to have been tough.
It was a tougher time to start, but... Right. It just seemed like a good time, and a lot of people were seeking out more natural health therapies at that time,
right?
Because of what was going on, and been a success for me so far.
Oh, well, good. Well, congratulations so far. Been in business for 5 years. That's awesome. I want to talk about something specifically that you do, how Vitality Acupuncture got involved with working with veterans.
Yeah, I work a lot with veterans. So I'm basically contracted through the VA hospital through their community care program.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, if you're a veteran, you're able to get acupuncture treatment at my office at no cost to you. You just have to get a referral from your doctor at the VA hospital. And generally, you just have to request that. You would have to have some kind of pain, like a shoulder pain, back pain, neck pain, anything like that, or anxiety, depression, PTSD. Those are the things that they'll approve it for. They'll send the referral over to my office, and then I'll give you a call, get you set up for your first appointment, and you won't have to pay any money out of pocket. The VA will cover it for you.
That's awesome. What inspired you, I guess, personally, to get your practice involved with this?
So veterans are, I would say, one of my passion populations. I feel like for some reason, it's a population that a lot of people overlook and they end up not getting the right treatment. And they have access to the VA, but a lot of times there's a long wait or other obstacles to get to see their doctors there. So I view it as a great opportunity to help our veterans because they're out there serving for us. And this is a way that I feel like I can kind of help them out because they're helping me out with their service.
Now, you've been in business for 5 years. How long have you been actively involved with working with the veterans?
Yeah, I've been doing the community care program for about 2 years now.
For someone who's never experienced acupuncture, Taylor, especially like a veteran who may be dealing with the chronic pain or the PTSD, what kinds of benefits have you seen in your patients?
I've seen some amazing benefits. I have a veteran right now that I'm treating who the VA hospital basically bounced him around, gave him all these medicines, injections, nothing was working. After just one treatment with me, I got him like 80% better. And I've done like maybe 10 or 12 treatments with him, and he's like a brand new man.
Wow.
He doesn't take any of his medicines anymore. I've gotten him to where he can function with no pain and do his daily activities. And that's pretty much the goal, is basically be able to do your daily activities, go for a walk, housework, yard work, that kind of thing.
What are some of the most common challenges, do you think, that veterans come to you with? And, you know, when that acupuncture helps, what do they come to you with?
Yeah, so it's often pain, back pain or knee pain, some kind of joint pain.
I know you just talked about the patient you're seeing now. What other standout success stories from veterans do you have that you've worked with?
So that was a pain example. I have another lady who... she had more of the emotional stuff, so like anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. and it worked wonders for her after just a few treatments. Like as long as she was coming for her weekly acupuncture appointment, she was getting great results and able to actually like get out of the house and do what she wanted to do and have just a better attitude towards life.
In this community program, is there a certain length of time? Is there like a 12-week program, or is it just keep going until they're good?
Basically, the way it works is with your first referral, they'll give you 12 treatments. It will do those 12 treatments basically over the next like month, 2 months. And we're trying to figure out in those appointments, is it working for you or not? If it's working for you, like the patients I was just talking about, once we do the 12 treatments, I will submit a request for more services. And if it's working, they'll send over more treatments for you because they know that you're getting better.
Right.
So as long as you're getting better, they'll keep paying for it. But then
if a veteran hears this and is curious about getting involved, what's the first step?
I would say the first step would be to call me, and you can reach me at 804-215-6454. And basically, once you get me on the phone, I'll kind of walk you through the steps of how to get that referral and what you need to do. And you can also go to my website. I have the steps on there as well in order to how to get your referral.
And what is the website?
It's vitalitynaturalmed.com.
So, Taylor, when it comes to a veteran coming to you and asking questions, is there a eligibility that the VA asks for when you get that referral?
Most veterans are going to qualify as long as you have some kind of pain or emotional, like anxiety, depression problem.
I've always been intrigued by this. I've never done it, but how does acupuncture actually work?
Yeah, that's a great question because a lot of people are confused about this. So acupuncture, it's all based on anatomy and physiology. Obviously, I'm going to insert small needles into the person's body, and basically you'll barely feel the needles. It's just a little pinch at the most. It's not like getting a shot or anything. What we're doing is the needles are basically restoring communication in the nervous system at first. So we're trying to get the brain to communicate with the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is the main goal is actually to improve the blood circulation. So the brain starts communicating better with the heart and it tells the heart to pump blood better. So if you have, for instance, shoulder pain, we're trying to get the brain to focus on the shoulder and then tell the heart to send more blood flow up to the shoulder. And what happens is you start feeling looser there. The arthritis and any kind of achiness starts to go away because the heart is pumping more blood to that area to relieve the pain.
And what is a typical treatment? How long? What's the duration? Like if I come into your office to get an acupuncture treatment, how long am I there?
Yeah, you'll be at my office for about 45 minutes total. 10, 15 minutes of that will be more of talking and just kind of checking in to see how you're doing. And then you'll be on the table with needles for about 30 minutes. And it's very relaxing. A lot of people, once I leave the room, just kind of take a nap. I'll put on some relaxing music and you know, it's their 1 hour of the day, basically, where they're just kind of, you know, taking time for themselves and restoring themselves for the week.
And one of the great things I think about this program and what you do with the acupuncture is some of these veterans have been on medications for a long time to get through their pains or their mental stuff, their PTSD and everything else. But this is more holistic. This gets them away from those medications.
Yeah. And that's the reason why a lot of people are so interested in it, because most people don't want to be on the medications. When I get a veteran who's on a lot of pain meds and I'm able to help them, they're able to slowly wean themselves off. Possibly I can't tell them to do that, but a lot of people do it on their own or in conjunction with their doctor at the VA because their pain is more under control, so they don't need the meds anymore.
Right. If you were to talk to veterans that are listening to this, what would you say directly to them who might be, I guess, hesitant to try acupuncture for the first time?
Yeah, I would say just give me a call and I'll walk you through it, answer any questions you might have and relieve any of your concerns.
And I guess it's refreshing to know that one-on-one call or coming in to visit, it's just so much more personal. And I like that because you're not just jumping on a website, schedule an appointment, not talking to somebody before you come in. So I think that adds to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more personalized and I'm very open to giving you my time to make you more comfortable with coming in for acupuncture and trying it out. I'll be with you the whole way, basically.
What is, again, let's go back to how veterans or anybody else can reach out to you if they're interested. First, let's start with phone number.
Yeah, my phone number is 804-215-6454.
And then website?
Website is vitalitynaturalmed.com.
Taylor, it sounds like an amazing thing that you're doing for these veterans with your community program. You're getting them the treatment they need. You're getting them pain-free in a clean way. But not only the veterans, you're also a full-service acupuncture facility, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I love treating my veterans, but I treat everyone. So if you're listening and you're not a veteran, you can give me a call as well. I can help any kind of complaint that you have. For all non-veterans, I'm offering a free consultation to answering your questions, do an exam to see if you're a good candidate for acupuncture.
That's perfect.
Thanks for listening to Focus Richmond, a public service presentation of Summit Media Richmond. If you'd like to share your thoughts on the show or want your civic, nonprofit, or charitable organization to be featured, shoot us an email to garrett.dahl@summitmediacorp.com. That's garrett.dahl@summitmediacorp.com. We'll catch you next time on Focus Richmond.